Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here again to do some healings on this Monday, sample healings, and give information about the Light Shift and how these healings basically benefit you. The Light Shift is here for ascension. It's naturally, we talk on all the shows, this is where Jesus came from, and he came here to teach ascension. He's probably known for other things about his miraculous healings, but the main thing was he was here from the Light Shift to help planet Earth, the humanity here, the people, to do the transition for the every 2,000-year universal shift that happens across the universe of light. So he's known also by probably other type of things, other energies. Some people believe that he was a god that came here. In a sense, that would be kind of, in a sense, true, but not according to the way we look at it on the Light Shift. So there is some information that kind of goes sideways slightly. And, well, you know, he definitely was here for ascension. So let's do some sample clearings here. We have these normally on the website, almost all the ones that we do on the samples. This is designed for you to kind of understand more about how fast the Light Shift works. Remember, you're dealing with the same energy that Jesus used, okay? There's no difference. And so if you were living 2,000 years ago and you happened to be put asleep and you woke up and you happen to know about the Internet now and you turned it on, you'd go, wow, this is what Jesus did to me 2,000 years ago. This is really cool. So this is what we're here to do now is the same exact teachings and healings, because he came to clear out the DNA out of people's physical bodies for the ascension. And that got translated into other words, and one of the words is that Jesus came to heal the people that he worked with back then, although they don't say that. They just say that Jesus is here or came to heal you from your sins, and that is still doing this at this time. Well, the Light Shift never came until 2005 again, so all those teachings that are out there in Christianity that Jesus is still working with you is not typically valid, okay? Because they need a conduit here to run the energy from the people living here to the Light Shift. And this is the way it works. So he was not here, and there was other no representation here that was using that same energy for healing. The other person that was here from the Light Shift that was also energized besides myself was Princess Diana. And she was doing the humanitarian mission. But she did not have any of the, say, access codes, if you want to use that terminology, the way to bring people to the Light Shift. That was not what she was here to do. She was just here to do teachings for humanity to have more compassion for the people here. And we'll start now with the healings. So we'll do an emotional healing. This will take away a lot of your densities for the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body. This is like the flip side of the coin of the emotions. Some people live more in feelings, and they do emotions. And so here we go. Feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And that sort of takes care of, we'll say, most of the women out there. And then we'll work with the men in a sense. This is not completely correct, but remember, men are more mental than women, typically. So women live in emotions, and men live in, you know, their mind. So you may understand that. So we'll do a mental clearing now, but we both work in both both areas. But sometimes when I do these clearings, people don't really get it. They don't live there in that energy body. Remember, this is where you're living to sample life here, in this particular energy body. So if a man doesn't deal with emotions, it's because he's living in the mental realm, okay, which is actually more of the darkness. But we could talk about that later maybe. But here we go, mental clearing. This is going to balance your left and right brain. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a clearing here for people who are in pain. You have a pain body. Well, these are all invisible bodies, and they can all be called a spirit body. But your true spirit, which we'll say is your soul, I don't normally use the word soul, but if we use the word soul, that's individual to you. And the pain body does not have that same resonance, neither does the other invisible bodies. But they're still invisible, and they're called spirit. So here we go, pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. So we'll see if our co-host is on, Annika. And it's like we have something on here from somebody about the awful squid energy. Doesn't sound very good to me, so maybe she could read it on the fast chat here.
Yes.
Affecting the squid or something. Oh, boy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's great to be on. Thank you for being on with us, Ron. So let me see here. Melinda, she says she has had her child dissect a squid in school today, and she told me it inked on her. So her child told her it inked on her. So could we have a sample of removing some squid energies? And maybe we could do something related to that, like the octopus too, Ron.
Yeah, that sounds good. So these are alien life forms that are physical here, these two that Annika said. There's also jellyfish energy. So these reside with you as an energetic life form. So these life forms come into our physical body and live with us and cause us all kinds of problems and troubles with our body. And mainly this is the reason why we don't heal. One of the main ones is that these energies are with us, taking over our bodies. And as they become more of a density energy, more we'll say, type physical, we'll say, then they actually turn into shapeshifters. So that could be even worse. So here we go. So let's do the squid energy here. This is also on the alien removal area on the website on the left side, alien attack removal. And this is the one of the parasitic life forms. And they're parasitic because they live off of you. So here's the squid energy. So we'll go back today, I guess, and I'll count to 10 of releasing these energies from you. Remember, just by touching them, you are getting that vibration. So you might go, gee, how could that really affect me? Well, you know, we all know that we have probably been shocked by an electrical appliance. So, you know, it looks harmless until you get shocked, okay? So that's energy going into you, and that energy is much the same, but you may not feel it the same way. You're not going to, you know, jump back or, you know, feel your body buzzing, but it is with you the exact same way because it's still energy. And you might even feel these things leave you. So if your body trembles or twitches or something, and since the ink of the squid got on the person, that's probably even worse because now you're dealing with a life form that has the DNA soaking into your skin, okay? So, or if you even eat that particular, animal or whatever it is, reptile or whatever, you know, you're eating as far as these energies, you know, that's going into your DNA, and you're becoming a part of that, okay? So here we go, squid energy release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, this is the energetic life form of this here. And now we'll work on that, the person that had actual contact. A good word to use with aliens, right? Contact, okay. Now, this is an alien life form that's physical. So this is for true contact from this energy. And they release this, the DNA from that out of the person's body. We'll see if this helps here. I can't guarantee it'll all be out, but we'll just see how the person's feeling. And naturally, once the person gets it in their body, then that can make a life form and also body hop into anybody around them. So here we go. So that makes matters even worse. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of energy is still there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's feeling better, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if any of you out there ever ate squid, you might feel your body reacting to this clearing. Here we go again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do the octopus energy. Here we go. Releasing some of that from you. These are invisible energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That doesn't feel too bad. And if you've ever eaten octopus energies or an octopus that lived here, remember that's now probably growing and living inside of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do the jellyfish energy. Remember the movie Avatar? Well, there we go. Look at that movie and look at those jellyfish going all around and connecting to your consciousness, stealing your soul, which is attached to that tree of life or whatever they call it there. Okay? Here we go. 1, this is a jellyfish energy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess it's kind of being known now about the jellyfish kind of becoming more evident here on this planet and taking over things in the ocean. So that's kind of the newest information out there. So that's pretty bad, killing everything. So let's do one more clearing. We have somebody who requested snakes, okay? So here we go. Let's do a snake energy. So this is just getting the energy off you. We've seen many, many different types of snakes, small ones, large ones, white snakes and black snakes. So we'll do just snakes in general here. And we'll take out the energies of the snake energy that's wrapped around your rib cage, wrapped around your lungs, okay, and your rib cage both, making your ribs maybe tense, tight, and also constricting your lungs. So here we go. Snake energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so these healings are for the invisible bodies that are with you, okay? And they're also, and these are invisible bodies, these are life forms. And I'll just talk a little bit about your spirit. Remember, your spirit takes on the energy and looks just like your body does. So if you're under attack by an octopus energy in your physical body, your spirit also is being attacked by that octopus energy. So that makes it the reason why you don't heal also, okay? So let's take off this energy of the squid off of your spirit now. Here we go. Because we just took it away from the energy itself that we could from the squid energies with you. And there still could be lots of them, but we'll do a spirit clearing now. So here we go. This is your spirit being cleared from squid energies. So 1, 2, and just see how your body is responding, but your body will feel the energy shift from your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And octopus energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And jellyfish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And snake energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm kind of yawning a lot here, so I'll turn it back over. And we have entity clearing, so I'll give it back over to Annika for a couple minutes here.
Yeah, we'll let you catch
balance
your breath a little bit, huh?
That'd be good, and then we'll do some entity clearing.
Okay.
Or answer, or do
okay.
Or both.
So I just wanted to comment a little bit about the clearing that is online that is so, so beneficial to do and to keep yourself cleaned off of these energies like the squid, the octopus, jellyfish, snake energies that unfortunately comes in different ways. And we saw some examples here from Lori saying that her child, let's see what she's saying. My child has a friend who has one, and she's talking about the snakes, and the kids are all over it. And I know that, Lori, from my own child, that that can be very, very interesting. And, you know, it's hard for me to say to my child not to be interested in insects or snakes or worms, you know, things like that. I mean, yeah, there's only so much to do about that because it comes up in school, around friends and all that too. So I find for me to clear off my children and myself and my husband and do that regularly is incredibly beneficial, and have that alien parasite page up and going over the night. You can put it up for 8 hours, for 180 minutes, and do both the spirit and the body and have those windows up and going while you're sleeping. And you do not have to have, I don't necessarily have the computer in my bedroom, but keep it up, and obviously I'm connecting to it when I put it up and I leave it going. So it will still work, because I saw Melinda was asking, will it still work? Because her daughter was playing in the yard outside. And yes, it will still work. I don't know if necessarily about this particular one, how much it can take off your daughter, Melinda, but if you do that page that is on www.creationlightship.com and you scroll down on the left-hand side, you will see all those online clearings, and one of them is the alien page, which is $30 for a month, and it's so worth it. I am trying to put it up here now, but I can't see it now on my computer, but I think you all know what I mean anyway. And we had Monique ask before, Ron, about the different invisible bodies, which you did some of them. You did the emotional, the feeling, the mental, and the pain body. And these bodies, we actually have 108 of them that are buffering our body to keep the body kind of be able to live here, and therefore we have all those other bodies. So maybe after we do the entity clearing, Ron, maybe we can also go into, have you talk a little bit about that for those people that want to know a little more about that, like Monique was asking. So over to you, Ron. Brett was asking for the entity clearing.
Okay, so we'll do entities. So let's do entities. That would be typical entities that are not a relative, okay? So these are just ones floating around that you have never seen before in your genetics, okay? Remember, and then I'll do one for your relatives, okay? So this is like, this will be very interesting. I like doing this one. I get a lot of reactions from people on the fast chat sometimes. So these are just regular entities. And remember, entities bring you your addictions. And they bring you their lifestyle into your body because they work with your mind. They come into you, plug into your mind energy, give you your thoughts. And then you're living their lifetime. That's the easiest way to say it. And here we go. So these are entities here, and we'll work from the bottom of your feet going to the top of your head. We're starting now to release these. And also online we have, you know, the entity clearing. And I'd highly recommend doing that one to keep yourself more in your body with your spirit. As you clean these out, your spirit can inhabit more territory, okay? That's what I mean by that. Otherwise, forget it. It's very, very hard to have healings. It's very, very hard to be able to hold spirit energy because your spirit can't come to you. when you're inhabited, okay, when you're possessed, your spirit cannot come into your body. So another way of saying it, you know, this is taking away the possessions, or I guess, you know, depossessions, I guess, being connected to these energies here, demonic energies, whatever word you want to use there. Sometimes the dynamic ones would strictly be shapeshifters, but we'll take away entities, which we're doing now, moving up to your knees. So once you kind of get a grasp about what we're talking about on these BBS programs, you start to really realize that everything is up to you. You have to hold your own spiritual integrity. You can't pray outside of yourself, typically for help, because when you do, you're praying to something out there that now finds out about how much in need you are of energy, and then it will give you more negativity. That's the way the dark side works. So if you leave it alone, it won't bother you typically too much. When you do pray outside of yourself, then you're at pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're P-R-A-Y-ing to. And that's once you finally really understand that, then you don't want to be attached to anything. You would want to pray to some alien that's going to take away your life force energy. Who would want to pray to some planet that's already controlling you? And then it'll see that you're in opposition to it, and it may want to give you more energy as you want to connect to it. So this is the whole process here. So, and plus, when you pray, you're asking for a favor, okay? And there's always the catch, you know. You might get what you're looking for, but what happens after that? How are they going to connect back to you again as you ask for this wonderful favor, what you owe them for it, okay? So now we're moving up to your waist area, getting rid of entities. And the only reason that you are in lack of anything, the main common denominator is that you're not empowered by your own spirit, and you're not living in the present now. You're living in parallel universes. You are living outside of yourself. You're having entities run your life. And that's kind of what happens. And now we're moving up to about your power chakra area. As entities, you know, do like to have addictions. And, you know, you hear people talking off and on, and, you know, maybe they have an addiction of some sort. We'll just say that they go out and they maybe party or drink a lot or something, right? And then they want to have more abundance in their life, which would probably be money. And so maybe they do pray outside of themselves, hoping that they do get a better job. And then they get the better job and making more money. So then the entity likes that because now it can control you more and have you drink more or something. So what you actually gain by the prosperity, by the abundance that maybe you asked for, and that the dark side gave you, it just gave you more money to have more entities. So that's another way of kind of looking at it too, because it will benefit you that way. It will put you further down the ladder. You know, and they don't want you to be in the now where you're actually in peace, so you will be traumatized more. And that's the trade-off, one of the trade-offs. Now we're going up to your shoulders and down your arms. And these are entities that just body hop from person to person. All they want to do is take the energy out of you. That's what they live on. They need a host, and you're the host. And now we're going up, completing down the arms to the fingertips and moving up to your neck, to the top of your head. Okay, there. Now we're going to do entities that are family related, okay? So these are your relatives. So this could be anybody that has you know, passed on, could go back 1,000 years from now, and that that entity has body hopped from person to person throughout their lifetime, you know, it's living with you with the memories of maybe the traumas and stuff that it has went through, and it's reinforcing each lifetime more and more and stronger with these energies. Remember, when the entity comes in, it does put into you and activate your RNA, which goes into your DNA. And so that habit pattern, that addiction, is now connected to you. And if it comes into you to reinforce that more, and maybe it came into your parents and then your grandparents with the same exact situation, same addiction problem, then you're going to have it more and more because it's now with you wanting to experience it too. And it knows your genetics. It knows how your body works because it's been, you know, with you, we'll say genetically, for a long, long, long time. So we're taking away maybe your, we'll do your grandparents right now, okay? So we'll do the father's side first and taking away your grandparents' energy, entities, and hopefully they're gone and you won't feel anything from a few of the samples here. Okay, now we'll do your grandmother. And this is not their spirit that looks out of their eyes. This is actually the entity, the emotional body. And there may be some other bodies, too, that will body hop, but I haven't got into that type of healing yet. As in fact, it's very possible that those 100 so bodies could actually come into you also, I think. But that gets too overwhelming. The emotional one is the big one. Okay, now we're going to do your mother-in-law, okay? So let's take this energy out. Remember, they can still be alive and they can have these entities come into you to check you out. They may want you, maybe you're married to a man and the mother-in-law doesn't like the way you are. Maybe you're the wrong height, maybe the wrong religious background, you know. Maybe you're the wrong skin color, maybe you're too short, or you're too tall, or you're too fat, or maybe you don't have the same communication skills, whatever it would be. Maybe you have a different language that you speak. So there's many, many things, and your mother-in-law just doesn't like you. So then it brings over its emotional body to you to torment you, to, you know, it's like doing a hex or spell on you, and it's with you. And whenever you think about your mother-in-law, right away it pops up. And then you maybe have a stomachache, okay? Because the emotional body is inside of you from that person, and it's activating itself in you. You might even figure out that you're having some of those traits. There we go. Now we'll do father-in-law. Same process here. So maybe your father thought that... you know, maybe you married the wrong person also, okay? Or that their son or daughter married the wrong person, okay? So here we go. This is the father-in-law energy here. Maybe you're a woman and you married a man that was not acceptable, you know? Or maybe the other way around, that... the other sex that you married wasn't proper. So it goes all different directions here. There we go. That's cleared. So now we'll do siblings. So same process here. This is your brothers and sisters. And maybe their emotional bodies are hopping in you too. Maybe they're envious of you. So they come into you to enjoy you more than themselves. But this is the body that's in their body. Okay, this is not a typical ghost yet. It still has a body to come back to live in. But it can body hop and go from person to person. You probably have noticed that if you're dealing with people, maybe in a relationship, we'll say, and you happen to you know, be with this person, you know, quite a long time, and at least maybe at night, and then all of a sudden you end up getting into an argument for some reason, whatever it would be. And that emotional body, you know, can body hop from one person to the next. So maybe you and your spouse are having this argument, and the argument is really from the entity pushing your buttons and their buttons, And then you get all done, that entity is fully charged up with energy, and it's like a brand new battery. And it goes, thank you very much. I got my life force energy from you. And then it leaves, and then you're wondering what the heck happened to you during this maybe, say, 5-minute argument. There we go. Okay. So siblings can also, the emotional bodies can, but through living, come into you. Now we're going to do your energies from people who passed on most recently from, you know, from you here, left you. Could be parents, could be brothers and sisters, just depends how old you are. And we're taking those out of you now, too. This is family-related people. And this energy is the entities. Because remember, these emotional bodies are not blessed or taken away. They have to go back to the earth spirit. So I do have on the website a clearing for deceased loved ones. One is a spirit clearing to get them out of here, which you can do for them in one clearing. Very nice. You can't do it for yourself because you're responsible for your body. That has to be after you die here, okay? So you're actually giving them a wonderful gift. Most people don't like being here, but you can do that, and the light ship will actually come to the light of the darkness and pull out your loved one's spirit right out of the darkness energy, out of the light of the darkness in the soul family, and take it away. And they'll also deal with the emotional body. Okay, that's cleared. So I hope that helped everyone. I'll put Annika back on. So, Annika, are you out there?
Yes, I am. So I really feel all those entities being removed. It was really a thorough one you were doing. It felt very relaxing and kind of felt a bit of almost tiredness, you know, from having all that being removed. So thank you. And Brett was also mentioning about having our spirit back. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, of bringing our spirit back after an entity clearing. So maybe you want to do that and also talk about the one that you have online, because he was saying he has the unlimited online, but it does not have a button for bringing the spirit back into the body. So how do we deal with that, Ron?
Okay, I will check on that and see if we can change that, add to it here. I'm also putting a few more clearings up, and one of them will deal with your spirit to do a spirit healing, and that'll be a very good one to have. So let's. I'll address that shortly here, probably within the next week, I hope here. So let's do a clearing here for spirit integration. I'm going to bring you more into your body with your spirit. Remember, you can't leave a void. So this is actually done automatically when we do these clearings, but we'll just do it right now for everybody. And you might feel a little more happening to you. Remember, your spirit is responsible for your body, and you're supposed to know that, and you're supposed to also know that you have to call your spirit back. So here we go. Bringing more of you back into your body now. Okay, it's feeling pretty good to me. I'll count to 10. It'll be completed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
So maybe I could mention there, too, that the Be Here in the Now, which is one of the clearings that you have, which is free on your website, does have body retrieval, spirit retrieval, and spirit light infusion. And that one might be a good one perhaps to do after the entity clearing, Ron, or maybe have the aura protection, which is another free one, up and going at the same time. Or the one that I do, because I always do the alien parasite page, has the spirit integration and below. And I tend to have that one up and going at the same time. So if you have that clearing, it's called the alien attack removal. And that's the one that I talked about before, which is $30 a month. And it is so valuable. There's so much you can remove on that one. And it also has the spirit integration. So for now, those options might be a good one to do.
Okay.
And, yeah. So the next thing that I saw on there, I don't know, do you want to mention any more about the invisible bodies that Monique was asking for?
Invisible bodies are the problems. Okay, first of all, the invisible bodies are wonderful. So you can't think of these things as being a negative thing. This is what I clear all the time. So they're there put in place so that your physical body will not be damaged, harmed, or actually, we'll say, killed by people's thoughts. So that's why we have them, except we were never told about them, and we were never really told about that they have to be cleared, okay? So once you understand that, you can start really connecting the dots and saying, yeah, now I understand why I have problems. This body must be filled full of stuff. Maybe you have chronic pain, and you go, man, why doesn't this pain go away? Well, it's because that body is supposed to protect you, which has protected you, now is filled full of pain. And when you get a little ache in your body, that whole body resonates with that pain, dumps a load in, so you can understand that you have to have a clearing, but you don't know that. So you want to definitely clean out of you, you know, these invisible bodies and get them back to new again so they can actually function. Otherwise, they're dysfunctional, and they're bringing into you the energies from the past, recycling over and over and over again. I had one lady, I mentioned this in a few shows, I think, but the one lady was saying, yeah, I use my feelings to see, you know, where to go to. This is in Los Angeles at the expo, I think, is when I was there, and something like that, maybe before that. But anyway, I said, well, have you had your feeling body cleared yet? She goes, well, what's that? I use my feelings, you know, as a barometer to see what booth to go to. I said, I happened to come to your booth because it felt, you know, pretty good. I said, yeah, but still, I said, how do you really acknowledge that? She goes, well, I just kind of take a feeling of my body, and if my body resonates to a booth, I'll go to that. And then she's telling me about a booth that she went to where they were doing a lot of negative stuff to her, not knowing that, a lot of touching, a lot of, just energetic work, which I don't necessarily recommend. So I'm not really too popular with most of the people out there who are practitioners because, you know, they're giving people these octopus energies and shapeshifters and everything else as they do their spiritual practices, okay? But aside from that, I said, have you had your feeling body cleared since you're using feelings to judge, you know, what you're doing? She goes, no. I said, well, let me do a sample for you. So I did the 5-day sample. And I said, you know, and I was yawning quite a bit. I said, you feel better? She goes, oh, yeah, I feel like I'm not clearer now. I said, well, how do you use your feeling body when it's all contaminated and corrupted to tell you where to go to if you haven't had it cleared? I says, it's not going to give you correct information. And so she had to think about that one. I don't know if she had a clearing or not with the feeling body, but at least I gave her the information. So she's using something that's completely invalid. And remember, that feeling body could be working with shapeshifters to bring you over to people that, the shapeshifter wants to feel that negative energy. So anyway, we'll kind of get off of that a little bit here. So I'm kind of reading the fast chat.
I could go to the next one that was asked because there's been a few that we haven't gotten to that were before. What's on there?
I did see maybe prosperity or abundance on there, too. We'll cover that.
Yeah, Coco was asking, I think, and she was also asking to talk a little bit about what you have going on now with you being at the New York New Life Expo, which you're going to be at this Friday through Sunday. And so that's Friday, March 26th through Sunday, March 28th, and you're at booth 223 there, and she was asking, please explain the light infusion chamber, the one online, and how that is different from the one that you do, you know, when you come to New York.
Okay. When you go into the physical one, you are having a lot more work done because I'm there physically with you. And it's not that the one online is going to be, you know, really, really, you know, like not working. You know, it is very, very good. But when you're here physically, then we can actually connect. You do go to the light ship instantly when you go on the website for the online healing, which is the same as you do when you go to the actual light infusion chamber. When I'm working with people one-on-one, I actually connect with their energy. I talk with them, and we have a little better connection. So, you know, people do feel a little more, and I can actually kind of guide them a little bit to what to ask for as they talk with me. So actually going into it is a little better. Plus, you can have just a different experience because you're actually listening to what I'm talking about before you go into the chamber. And a lot of people come in after the workshops that I have or lectures because they're already primed and they understand about the light ship, and they do get that spirit energy throughout my lectures and workshops anyway, because you're on the light ship once you walk into the door. And so you're having a lot more work done. So the people who do take advantage of it have a lot more energetic work done in the physical form here once I'm here physically. But it still works, you know, very, very nicely, you know, on the website. So the so I guess the question also was there, which I already answered, but you are, whenever you do a healing on the website, you are connected, and you are on the light ship having that clearing done, okay? So you are a transporter to the light ship whenever you go on to a clearing. So that's the way all the clearings work.
And that's why they always have to go through you, I guess, then too, Ron?
Yes, so, yeah, everything goes through me from the website to the light ship. So I do feel energies at times where I get a little slower, maybe for what I'm doing. I do feel some of the negativity sometimes. Sometimes I'll actually have to take a break. There's so many people around the website at one time having clearings. We are going to put on the website shortly here a clearing for shapeshifters to go to the light. So I'm working on some new clearings so that, and these will also be free clearings where you can get these things out of you. And that could also be, you know, the alien races. So we need to, you know, get people so that at least they can have a chance down here. You know, as I look at what's happening, and like Coco said, it's very sad, you know, what's happening here. And it is true that people don't have, you know, a chance here because of everything else that's going on. And your only protection is your own spirit. And when you're filled full of gunk, full of negativity, full of this genetic coding, full of shapeshifters, body-hopping entities, and everything else, being stuck in the parallel lifetimes, you don't really have a chance until you can get this stuff out of you. And you have to get it out to bring your spirit in. So that's the whole process. You have to clean out the old, the negativity, if you want to use it just to be very general, to bring in the neutrality energy from the light ship. And then from there, once you're neutral, then you bring in your spirit to hold that space. Remember, the light ship, only can give you is love. It doesn't give anything other than love. And it's up to you then to decide how to use that love energy. So I won't say that it's a positive energy. It's just strictly a love, a neutrality energy. And you could call it peace or bliss. It depends on how you look at it. But you will feel, you know, the calmness in your body as your spirit's with you. And you don't want to be in time. And on the website, we have a clearing, which I'll do right now. It's called the Set Sequence Timing Clearing. It's kind of a weird way of saying it, but what this does, it puts you back into the moment throughout your lifetime. And so this is very nice because you want to be in the moment. Remember, if you're not in the moment, then where are you? Okay. So you want to be back in the moment. You want to have your parts of you collected during your life. So we'll do this set sequence timing for your age of 10. And I'll do that 1 month at a time here. So here we go. The clearing on the website might be a little different. I think this goes year by year, but here we go. So we'll just say we'll do January here at the age of 10. So we'll go from 10 to 11. Okay, there we go. Putting you in order here, taking you out of the darkness because you're probably living in the darkness energy probably 99.9% of the time because you're living in time. There we go. I heard a beep, but I'll have to finish this clearing first for the person who called in here. Okay, we're going to do, that's January, we're going to do February. Okay, I'll just say the months here, or the month, this is the second month here. Okay, you might feel energy shifting. So this is at the age of 10. Okay, number three, third month. And if you notice, you're going to find yourself listening to more of these shows. When you do, you're going to notice that you're more in the moment. And you may find it hard or maybe a little more difficult to actually physically read words when you're in the moment. For myself, I have to, when I look at the fast chat, I can see the words, but they don't necessarily relate to anything, okay? Might as well just be like numbers sitting up there instead of words, and then I have to think what each word means. So it's very difficult for me to read the fast chat to understand the meaning here because I'm in the moment, and in the moment, since these words are used in a time-based reality, just like symbols are, they don't have any meaning to me. Okay, so let's go to the fourth month here. If you find that yourself on these programs and you're on the fast chat and you look at it and you got to read something or it may take you longer to read or you might read the words and have, you know, it comes back to you mentally as like, you know, what did I read? I don't know what this thing is. So that's the reason because you're in the moment. Okay, just did the fifth month, sixth month. Okay, seventh month. Eighth month, this is age 10, 8 months, okay, so 8th month is, I think, August, I believe, yeah, 9th month is September, number 10, number 11, if you have to manually, regain your spirituality of your spirit. You have to go in there and bring it forth from the past, and you can rewrite your history with your spirit. Okay, there we go. And December, which is the 12th month there. So we just did 1 year for you here. So just see how you feel. What happens is if you're all out of place, you know, then you're all over the place, everywhere, and until you can get put back into the present moment, how can you heal when some parts of you isn't even whole and complete? So this made you whole for that year right now. This is a sample. If you do the whole clearing, there'll be a lot more work done to it than this here, but you can just get an idea of what it feels like. So back to you, Annika. I think we probably have maybe a
caller
minutes.
Maybe there, right?
Maybe a caller quickly, so.
Yeah. So just wanted to mention that the set sequence timing clearing that you just did is online. There's lots of clearings online, and this is sort of like a longer version of the Be Here Now, which I mentioned before, which is a 10-minute per part of that clearing. So the set sequence timing is the longer one. So caller, are you there, and are you still waiting for us?
Hello? Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Annika.
Hi.
Yes, I want to say something about the ARE Center. I have been this past Saturday, and the experience was really, really was awesome. The energies are very strong for whomever is on the fast chat now, and they should consider coming to the expo. they have the chance to go and see Ron. Ron, first of all, Ron looks a lot younger than last year. Second, after my experience after the ARE, the clearing that he's done right there on the spot, I felt half my weight, body weight, like I have no, the organs are like half weight that I had before. I don't know how to explain that. I don't feel them in my body. And also, I had my picture taken, the aura, and it's taken and explained. So whomever wants to do that, they still have a chance this week. And at the expo, not to miss the light chamber, because that's like the turbo of the online light chamber. Every time I went in, I had a unique experience. I mean, I had a vision one time. A second time, I just asked a healing for my mother, which happened 2 days, within 2 days. Also, my family, other family members. So it does work for not only for self. And another thing that I want to say that I was reading through the Bible, and I found something interesting when Jesus said that, Jesus was not speaking for himself. He said, "My Father dwells in me. He does these works." You should go check John 14 when it says that. And this is an eye-opener for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very interesting.
Yes, and there is more, but I don't want to take the time right now through this. But it's I'm just feeling a lot better. I have been doing a lot of clearings. Then people, just do your homework. It's very important. Every day, do something. That's all I wanted to say for now. But I'll be back. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. That's great.
You never know what happens to these healings. You know, some people, I feel anything right off the bat, but yet maybe a day or two later, their life changes through these healings, even though they may not even understand what they are. And then they wonder, gee, I just got this relief, you know. And so the light ship does do wonderful things. And sometimes people need to actually go to sleep at night to have the healings actually work, because their mind is so going, you know, a million miles an hour. They don't understand what happened. Remember, the mind and the light are opposite energies. So the light never created the mind. Source never created, you know, the mind energy. That's the darkness. So when you're trying to rely upon darkness energy to tell you about the light, it doesn't have a clue. But it will tell you about the light of the darkness. And, you know, most of the practitioners out there, you know, do talk about that, about how the darkness is out there, but they think it's light. And they'll give you all kinds of explanations about how the light works, how they channel the light, everything else. But remember, you have it inside of you. You don't have to go out and look for it, because you'll never find it. It's like standing on a $100 bill looking for the $100 bill. You know, it's underneath your feet, you know. So, you know, your biggest gift that you have is already with you. You never find anything stronger than you. And that includes people who think they're going to tap upon the energy of Jesus or the archangels. Your spirit is the same energy as those. You just need to communicate with it and to bring it forward. So our show is coming to a close here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. I'll be here, like I said, in New York. I am in New York now at the New Life Expo. It's coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hope to see everybody there. And I have 3 lectures. And also I'll be on the Strange Universe panel on Saturday at 10 in the morning. So it's about, I think, an hour and a half panel. So if you do come, definitely ask questions. I love that. And it also helps other people to understand about the light ship. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next radio program will be on Wednesday, and that's 7 o'clock Pacific, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. So see you later, everybody, and blessings, and hope you enjoy these healings tonight. And if we didn't get your questions answered, please come on again. We're trying hard. Our show's only an hour in length, so it's sometimes difficult to get all of them, but hopefully we'll be able to answer them for you. Wanted to do one for prosperity and abundance, but we just didn't get to it. I'm sorry.
So maybe on Ask One, Ron, do you think today after the conference call?
Yeah, if you want to, I could do something, sure. I'll be on Ask One Radio, so you could come on there if you wish, and maybe we can do that at that time. Sure, that sounds great. I'll see if I can put that down here. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, all of you don't want to run over time too much, so see you later, everybody.
Thank you.
And we'll have some energy coming your way. So bye.
Bye.